by cultivating an awakening heart. So, how do you go about developing an awakening heart? You begin with cultivating love and compassion. Compassion expressed in the thought that I myself and all other sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. And love expressed in the thought that I myself and all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. What do you want to do in order to achieve that aim? If I were to eliminate all my various faults, all my various afflicting emotions, and I were to bring the consummation, the transformation of my mind, then I would be empowered to free all sentient beings from their suffering and to bring them happiness. For the next 5 minutes, try to cultivate the kind-hearted positive attitude, which is expressed in the thought that in order to eliminate my various faults, in order to bring to consummation all my excellent qualities, I must transform my mind, and upon that will be of vast benefit to all sentient beings.
Ramadan, believe in the Lord. And we are in the need.
So, each of us possesses two components. The component of body, and that which is other than the physical or the mind. And this internal factor, this factor which is being known as thinking. There is an intimate relationship between the mind and the body such that there is an intimate relationship between the mind and the body. They are as if inseparable.
ねえ、あれ、理由の点灯と、理由の丸、それで理解、カリカリしちゃう。理由はね、理解。あ、読んでちゃう。ま、そうだけど、あれ、先生。あ、あれ、こう、あの、経験がある。うん。カリカリしちゃう。うん。あれ、先輩、理由の中の読んでちゃう。
So it is the mind which is behind all the various acts, such as when you look around and you see things, or when you hear things, when you eat, when you taste things, when you smell odors, when you turn and go, when you sleep. All of these various actions have as their agent the mind itself. So it is the mind which is behind the scene while light if there was no electricity. And wherever we send the light, it goes. If we seek to place it, it will remain in that place. But whatever we are taught well, we come to understand well. If we're taught wrongly, we come to understand wrongly. But this is the mind of a wonderful phenomenon. What is the meaning of touching? How is it generated, developed? There are the various physical elements. And there is the element of mind. Another term which is used to describe this, rather than element, is lineage. And it is through the potency of this element, or lineage, that mind arises. So the mind arises through under the influence of the element, or the power. And simultaneous with the rising of the mind arises a factor of wanting. And this is the thought, I need this, I want this, I need this, I want that. So there are many types of wantings or desires, and each individual has their own particular desires. So each individual has a peculiar desires which are very unique to them. And we're talking something really matters. It's a simple desire to go into business. Some people desire to become farmers. Some people desire to become mechanics. Some people have a great wanting a desire to become speakers. They like to talk. Some people have a desire to sleep. Some people like food. Some people have a desire to drink alcohol. So under these various influences of the various desires, we engage in a variety of actions.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
So one of the influences is peculiar desires when various activities are engaged in. For example, someone has a desire to do business, to go into business. So under that influence, then they engage in the activities of business. So someone has a desire to become a mechanic or a farmer, someone to go into retail store business, whatever. Out of these various influences of the particular desires, then they engage in various activities. And the consequence of having done this work, engaged in various activities, we're going to experience various results. And we can make use of those various fruits of our labor. Some are having positive types of desire, engage in various positive types of activities, and thereby experience positive types of the results. So it is dependent upon the quality of our activities, the type of result that we will experience, and thereby the type of life that we will have lived. When it depends upon the positive types of activities, then we can expect the positive results and a positive life. On the other hand, it depends upon negative activities, and we can expect to experience negative results and a negative quality of life. What is it that's behind various activities? What is the agent that determines the quality of the activities? It is the desire which we engage in the various types of activities under the influence of desires, and it is the quality of our desires which determine the quality of our activities.
What is it that's behind various activities?
The element of earth. imagine. And I think that it depends upon the element of earth. Then we can grow grass, crops, forests. We can have a place to, a residence, a place to live. If there wasn't this foundation of the earth element, then there would be nothing for this to grow out of. There could be no crops, there would be no foundation, no base for the forest, for the grass, etc.
Well,
today
in
So in combination with this foundation of earth, we want to plant seed, add water, moisture, and the element of wind energy. These factors all come together and we grow a crop or a forest. And likewise, with respect to the development of mind, it depends upon the element, and we can develop positive and negative qualities of mind.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go down and show you. Get to that.
So it's not necessary that we'll be able to identify what are the negative elements within the mind. Like, it's by way of analogy, could be likened to the necessity to be able to identify what is fertile soil. If we were looking for a field where we wanted to grow a rich harvest, then we would want to know the types of soil. What type of soil is fertile? Once we're able to identify that fertile soil, then if we go on and to plant seed and water it, we will assure of a abundant crop.
But today,
types of random noise can we identify? If we were just to identify them, we could list, for example, attachment, anger, pride, jealousy, harmful intention, the thought to steal others' possessions, the thought to lie, the deceit, the thought to harm others.
Pardon me,
and
I'm not.
Without wisdom, we will not know what is a fault. basically we will not know what is an excellent quality. We basically will not be able to identify or understand these factors. We will not know faults as faults. We will not know excellent qualities as excellent qualities. And not knowing them, then we will continually become involved in the categories of negative qualities in man. And under the entrance, this will involve us, involve the entire mind in negativity. And we will not be able to generate positive states of mind. As a means to develop wisdom, it is necessary to listen to the teachings by those who understand the nature of various states of mind. But then we can study these, we can read books on these subjects, and then we can come to understand what is a negative quality of mind, what is a positive quality of mind. And let us say we can develop wisdom with respect to this area of knowledge. And in dependence upon, we reflect upon it again and again and again, and then meditate and upon it. By cultivating this, we will develop a very powerful wisdom. Out of the power of this wisdom, our mind will not become naturally involved with negative states of mind, but on the contrary, these will cease and we will be able to cultivate excellent qualities in mind. If we continue this way, then we will develop great wisdom. We will eventually develop the realization of emptiness and these excellent qualities that accompany this realization. But it's quite possible that we might question, can I really do this? I'm not sure if I'm able to carry on in this way. So if we make effort, it's definitely that we can generate wisdom, complete wisdom. Why is this? Because as we mentioned, that we possess the element or lineage. It is this element or lineage which guarantees that we have the integrate all our various faults and to bring to consummation all our excellent qualities. This is the potency, the ability or the capacity of element or knowledge. Within the mind, there is this element or knowledge, which has this potency to bring this about. So the Anicca lineage is analogous to the field, independence upon which we can grow a sprout and we can grow various crops. And here the crops that we grow are those of the determination to be free, love and compassion, the realization of emptiness. But the art or the sphere has this potential to generate these states. And by making continued effort, then these states can be increased to such a point that all the various faults of the mind can be completely eliminated, and every excellent quality can be generated. And by means of that, then the mind can rid itself from its very root of all suffering, and it can develop complete happiness, consummate happiness. So it's extremely important that we appreciate that we have this image within us and its great importance and its great potential. But additionally, upon appreciating that fact, then we should go on to make effort in bringing about the fruit of this, that we should try to grow the sprouts of excellent qualities within our mind.
Thank you.
I think someone were to consider the situation that this man has brought upon himself, that he could have, by planting a fear, making use of its potential, and brought about, supplied all of his various food needs and material needs, both for himself and others. So we're in the same situation that we have this fruitful field within us, and if we cultivate it in terms of by means of the study and by training, then we can develop the potential of that field, and that is our excellent qualities and our happiness will increase accordingly. On the other hand, if we simply leave it fallow, we don't make use of it through not studying but not training the mind, that we naturally involve ourselves in various negative states such as attachment, hatred, and etc., that we do not have the excellent qualities, but only the generate negative qualities, and we are not going to experience suffering. So we have to appreciate and understand the potential that we do possess. If we really have a tremendous, wonderful potential, and it would be a great loss if we were not to make use of it. So it's extremely important that we make good use of our potential. So how are we to make use of this potential initially? I'm quoting from a verse by Vasubandhu, in which he said that we should not be overly attached to delicious, wonderful foods. Out of this, we should not make great striving to get delicious food out of attachment. This would be a great fault. But we should simply use food to feed the body, to sustain the body.
I'm not sure. 그러면 주로 로봇들 많죠? 많죠? 아주 사와하면 되게 마트는 좋아하면 아주 주로 고모제는 로봇들이라 로봇들 그냥 많이 해봐 로봇들 야구가 야구제는 그리지 로봇제는 그리도 야구시다가 잡아들이는
The evolution, not you get rid of it to some extremely stylish clothing, expensive clothing, out of attachment. But we should just try to find clothes. We should make use of clothes in order to protect the body from the hot and cold. And then arriving in such a physical situation, and then going on to meditation, and recognizing whatever various faults as much as one is able to bring about the cessation, and recognizing the various excellent qualities as much as one is able, cultivating the increase.
あ、 도로드네네 데이에나 아니면도 근데 좀 뭐만도 봐. 근데 동반이 도리야.
아니 그래. If we were to act in such a way not too long of a time, we would really think.
근데 근데 동반이 도서나 아니 내가 따가 아니 거야. 내가
내가 If once we realize emptiness, then we can eliminate from the very root, the affected emotions. It's just like the cutting the root of a plant. And once we remove the root, then it is the same as if we removed all the limbs, the branches, the leaves, etc. The realization of the selflessness is able to remove from the very root all of those faults such as attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. And thereby the consequences, the results of all of these negativities that it's as they suffer. And thereby we can achieve the bliss of liberation.
15 yaşında imamken, bu babamın var mı ya? Tamam, benim kızım var mı ya? Yine yapıp, tamam yok. Öyle mi ya?
Acting in this way, this life will be happy, and future lives will be happy. We will cease, we begin to cease all types of negative results, and we will experience only positive results. So initially, because of our lack of experience, we may go through difficulties. But gradually, these difficulties will become less and less. They will eventually, experience no difficulties whatsoever. Things will not get worse. So this work we each have to do for ourselves. No one else can do it for us. But one through one's own efforts will become happy, and others cannot make you happy. One has to do it for oneself. It is said that oneself is one's own teacher, oneself is one's own best friend, oneself is one's worst enemy. So oneself is one's own protector, a guardian. And how is that? That if you were to implement the manner of practice as we've been describing, reflect upon it and then act upon it, then one would, as if being protection to oneself, one would be one's own guardian. So acting in this way is the way we express compassion for ourselves by way of eliminating our suffering. On the other hand, lacking compassion for oneself, if not seeking to cultivate positive states and activities, but simply acting in a haphazard manner and involving oneself in various negative actions, then one is one's own enemy.
So this is the one that 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 is
realize that all of the misconduct that one does for oneself, one creates negative actions, one experiences a negative result. That is to say, one experiences suffering. No one else is going to suffer from your negative actions except you. That we ourselves are bringing suffering to ourselves. We ourselves are harming ourselves, and therefore we are unknowing. But when you say enemy, we mean someone who gives suffering, someone who gives harm. So oneself should not be a giver of suffering to themselves. We should try to not to act in this way, but out of compassion for ourselves, act in a positive way so that we are our own helper, that we are a good friend to ourselves. So we're going to stop there, and if you have some questions, we can take those. So you need to explain differently about the various tenets, the philosophic systems within Buddhism. The philosophic systems such as the Great Exposition, the Sutta School, the Enlightenment School, and the Middle Way School. But if we were to just describe it very roughly,
Yeah.
So just like in the case of the field, out of the field can grow both medicinal plants and poisonous plants. Likewise, with a respective lineage, what from lineage can arise in both positive and negative qualities or states? So there is the lineage which generates faults. So it is due to the presence of leaves that due to the power of leaves that we experience both suffering and happiness. And those things which do not have leaves, such as a flower, do not go on to experience either suffering or happiness. Whether it's an insect or whatsoever, all sentient beings have lineage, and they all, due to this, the influence of this, they all experience either suffering or happiness. And this experience is brought about through the potency of the lineage, and through our lineage, we go on to engage in positive acts or negative acts, and go on, that brings about either negative results of suffering or positive results of happiness.
Thank you.